to the music, baby. Hey.
It's the holiday, yo, baby.
We're on the right to this music, baby.
No, sir. You know it's that time of the year, y'all. It's that Tennessee season, and everybody want their money. We're on the right to this.
We don't own the rights to this.
We don't own the rights to this.
But we own the rights to the vibe, baby.
That's right, all day long. You know what I'm saying? They better have our money. What up? What up? What up?
What they do?
This is Mr. Lucchese, one half of the Corner Pocket Podcast coming at you. And I'm riding with the best man, wingman you could ever have. My man, The Voice, KD The Voice. What's happening, baby?
You already know, baby. Y'all know this is your boy, KD The Voice. Y'all know the one that bring it to y'all kind of ways, baby. The Corner Pocket Podcast, biked up by Dreams to Reality Entertainment, baby. We're in the building, baby. Lucchese.
Yeah.
What they do, baby?
Hey, you know what, man?
Nah, first of all, stop the press. Before I even move in and further, I don't want to forget this here, bro. I just want to shout you out. Say,
hold on.
Yeah. I don't need me talking to me.
Yes,
but I just want to say, bro, I appreciate you, bro.
That's
from
right.
My heart, bro. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Sir.
You,
yes, sir.
You bless your boy. You bless your boys.
With that
Corner Pocket Podcast chain, you know what I'm saying? Y'all see it. Know that like
hey,
it, though.
Hey, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? What I mean?
You know, he did it like the baddest do it.
Natalie, wait a minute. I told you ain't got nothing to do with that, man.
I know it, though, baby, but
I'm
just saying.
Talking about baddies. I don't even know what that is.
Hey, they know what it is, so I just
want
them to
know,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I don't,
you know, he don't know nothing about the baddies, but he represent like the baddies. You know what I'm saying?
I just represent, you know, we've been riding together for almost a year and a half. We've been doing our thing, man. You know what I mean? So we got to show love. You feel
me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We've been riding for a hot minute, man, and I thank God we've been around almost a year and a half now, man, and we've grown and everything is pretty good. You know what I mean? And I'm just thankful for everybody who watching, everybody that clicked the button. I want to let you guys know we partying tonight because it's a medley. I'm doing a bunch of different things that I think about because it's the holidays.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's the holidays. So we're going to do our thing. You know what I mean? Are you ready for the ride?
Oh, man. We're going to. Hold on. Let me go ahead and get ready to get strapped on. Up
yeah, strap up.
Ride.
Let me, too. Let me strap up, too.
Let me strap you know up. Get for the ride.
Got my, hey, I got my eggnog for the holiday.
Why, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
The voice couldn't have none because he didn't feel right after he had his eggnog.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
I
need some juices and berries. You know what I'm saying? I need some juices and berries. All that.
Whatever, man. That you
know what I'm saying?
You drinking the wrong thing, man. You got
that is.
You gotta have the good stuff, bro. You know what I mean?
That made me feel like I'm lactose intolerant.
You know what? Why is it that? This is off topic.
Why
do people have that? Why do you think that comes from? Do you think it's got something to do with the pastor? I think it has something to do with the pasteurization of the milk.
The pastor's.
You can't even say it now, can you?
Okay, nigga, I would have said it before if we were on.
Right.
Pasteurization. Pasteurization.
Right. It's got. I think it has something to do with that. You know what I mean? Because
I mean,
it's a.
I think it's got something to do with the digestive system. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you know, certain things messes with your digestive system, so it kind of like irritates it. So some people get sick, throw up off of milk or whatever.
Wow.
Any type of milk product, cheese, anything like that. So
wow,
it's definitely dealing with the digestive system. So that's just my opinion of it.
No,
but,
but you know, you sound about right, though.
Yeah,
you know
I mean? Sound good, right?
That sound right though.
Okay,
you know
okay.
What I mean?
I'm telling you, I think I know.
You sound about right, man, because, you know, a lot of people have lactose intolerant. You know, am I saying it right?
No.
What did I say?
Let me see. Like,
you intolerant.
Well, it might be right. Lactose intolerant. Lactose tolerant means you can tolerate it. Lactose intolerant means you can't tolerate it. So you was right, bro. Y'all let us know which word is right. Lactose intolerant or lactose tolerant?
Lactose intolerant. Lactose intolerant.
Yeah, sorry,
well,
yes,
not intolerant, but I don't know shit. It just makes you use the bathroom like you off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yes,
all
sir.
I heard.
Shout out to our faithful watcher, Magdalene. I see y'all in the building, Magdalene.
Well, it's correct.
What is this lactose intolerant? You know something about it? Tell us about it. The lactose tolerant, lactose intolerant. Yeah, if they tolerate, I don't tolerate none of it. Whatever.
You know, I don't. You know, I don't either. But you know, I stop. I drink it, man. But I don't mess with it that much. You know what I'm saying?
Eggnog.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't mess with it. I mean, I do, but I don't mess with milk straight up. If I do get milk, it's 2%. That will stop you from having
some milk.
Yeah. No, I do. 2% milk. And they got milk that's lactose free. And it tastes just like regular milk. If you love cereal. If you like to have that big bowl of cereal on Saturday mornings and watch cartoons, you might want to do that. Yeah, you know I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
What's up. All right, so we go. First of all, let me get it out of the way. How was your week, man? I'm gonna tell you mine.
Yeah, do that.
Hey, my week was fantastic, man. We them boys on the Corner Pocket Podcast. We had a great time filming our movie scene.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir. We got to get some applause for that.
Hey, I'll give you some cheers for that. Yes,
okay.
But we had our movie scene, man. We did it on the set. They had lights, cameras, action over here. It wasn't no flogging, man. I think when y'all see, you know, us in the movie, y'all going to be proud because he makes us look good.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We look real good.
Yes, sir.
And we showed our energy like we always do every week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they absolutely loved it, man.
Yes,
and it was a good time, man. And you know what? Like he said, he been back and forth from Philly, Hollywood, what's cracking? He been back and forth from Philly.
Yes, sir.
To Atlanta, you know, yeah. Doing all this stuff. And he said it used to take people 3 to 4 times to get it right.
Yeah, or more than that.
More than that.
Yes, sir.
He said them boys hit it one time.
What do you call this? One take Tony.
One take Tony.
I don't know what that means in the movie world.
In the movie world, right.
We one take Tony, baby.
Yeah, we
you know what I'm saying?
We hit it one time.
And we
did it one take.
Flawless.
And we were done.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we were just being us. So, you know what I'm saying? Just let y'all know, man. We just do our thing.
Well, when you try to be somebody else, then that's when you start messing up. You know what I'm saying? We just keep it original. Do what you've been doing. Don't matter if you're in front of a camera for a movie or whatever. If they ask you, hey, man, y'all be you.
Yeah.
That's all we did.
That's what's up.
And that's why that thing was a one take Tony.
Yes,
baby.
Now I got a question for you, DeVoice.
Uh-oh.
It's a sidebar.
And I got an answer for you.
Remember, these are questions that I have considering my birthday's tomorrow. So tonight is my night.
Yes, sir.
I'm not gonna celebrate.
So y'all happy early birthday to
DeVoice. Hey,
y'all make sure y'all getting a happy birthday, man. Shout out. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm like this right here, man. I got a lot of things I want to think about. And I want y'all to help me answer, especially you, DeVoice. I need your opinion 100, all right, on these little things, because I need help with it, right? Now, in the news, you from the entertainment business, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you know a guy named Dallas Austin?
All day, baby.
All right.
Who knows?
A guy named Dallas Austin claims Macy Gray groped him during a recording session.
I believe him.
Why you? But.
Because I know him.
But I got this question.
I know him, not like personally, but I've been around him when I was in Atlanta.
But do you know Macy Gray, though? You don't know her? What did she do?
I know of her as well. Not for real, but no
of her, right.
You know, she's like, you know,
Dallas,
you know, he was the man, you know, the producer.
But I'm going to tell you this. Now,
grab it just to get a hit.
I'm going to tell you this. I got a question for you. Can a man be violent?
Oh, absolutely.
I need a scenario off that.
No,
one,
all day long. I need a scenario.
Now, I'm talking about from a woman now. We ain't talking about no side pocket stuff.
Nah. I mean,
from a woman, right?
Woman or man.
Right, but we going to say woman just for
because
the topic is a woman and a man.
Absolutely.
Right?
Shout out, Mom Dukes, faithful listener. Thank you
so much.
Curtis.
Appreciate
in the building, baby.
Appreciate you. Merry Christmas for sure.
Yeah.
This eggnog for you, okay? That's what's up.
The juices and berries for you.
Merry Christmas for everybody. You know
turn the lights on.
That's right. Now. Can a man be violated?
All day long.
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I was in school, I had this teacher, right?
Here we go, Martin. Come on, Martin.
Well, I had this teacher, right? She was 5. And I'm a little young boy. And I would never tell if she groped me. I would never tell.
Well, by then.
Right? But all boys think about this. I don't care. All y'all out there, y'all think about it. But what I'm saying is, can a man be violated? That's what I know you can unless he's mad, not attracted to her. You heard me?
Whether he's mad, attracted to her or not, bruh, a man can be violated, period. A boy, a young boy can be violated, period. Doesn't matter whether the young boy agrees with it or not, it is okay with it or not, it's still a violation.
Now, I got a question.
Hey, I ain't telling nothing I heard.
No, I got you. I want to give shouts out to Big Six on here.
Big Six, Robert Ed, what's up, baby?
Gregor Drive all day.
All
I
day
give it
long,
up.
Sweetwater in the building also. Yeah, so I'm going to shout Sweetwater out too, even though you're Gregor Drive bound as well.
Yeah.
So you're crossing both tables.
It's all good.
All I know,
Robert, is you from Gregor Drive. That's it.
All day, Big Six in the building.
We got Miss Mary on the phone. You know, Miss Mary's on the line.
Mary.
Oh, Lord, here you go with that again. Thank you, Miss Mary. Said happy birthday to me. And I got Mr. Mitchell on the phone. He says, good afternoon, brothers. Y'all looking blessed by the best and highly favored. Tell the brother in the background, I say, have a blessed night, too. He talking about
Tony.
But Tony. I'm gonna tell you, Tony. But Tony Loke. He says he says have a good night as well. But I want to ask y'all a question real quick, and I definitely need, if Miss Mary's still on, I need to have her tell me. Can a man get groped by a woman? Can I, now I know they can, but I'm just sitting thinking. This dude Dallas is actually trying to sue her for this.
Absolutely. Now I don't know about.
Oh man, that's just.
I don't know why you're just asking Miss Mary.
No, I mean everybody.
I need all the ladies.
I want everybody to ask.
Magdalena, my mom, Hoopla, Nora, Curtis. Y'all let us know. Can a man? Do y'all think? Well, a woman gonna say yes, but we need to ask the fellas. Actually, some of the fellas, do y'all feel y'all could be violated by a woman? We're just saying woman now.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Could you be violated by a woman? And tell me, give me a quick scenario real quick.
I mean, I could be violated. I mean,
would you want to sue the girl? Would you go downtown and put a restraining order on the girl? Only way you'd do that is because you don't like her.
If now, if Macy Gray, Janet Jackson, Paula Abdul, the Brat, anyone.
Are these all the women that you think that are beautiful?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with that.
Give me one you think beautiful.
It's the celebrity status.
Give me one you think beautiful that's a celebrity.
I mean, Janet Jackson.
All right. Now, Janet come up to you with the Pleasure Principle outfit. Uh-huh. Okay. And then she want to grope you, and she come up to you, and she grab your package, or what have you. You will sue her.
And I got witnesses?
No, just you and her now.
Well, see, then I can't sue her because that's my word against her word. So if I have witnesses, then now the integrity of the young man like myself, I probably would not sue her.
I know you would.
I probably would pursue her.
I know.
And not sue her.
Right.
But I will put the P-U-R in there and pursue her.
Gotcha.
But not sue her.
Okay, Tempo. I get that. I get the way you put that. I like the way you mixed it.
Yes, sir.
You DJ Magic Mike that. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I get it, man. But I just thought it was like, you know, hey, man. But I would... me being married, definitely I feel some type of way, right? But if I was a single dude and a chick just tried, I would be like, I still got it.
Well, man. I'm going to say it like this here, bro, with the Dallas Austin situation, because that's what we're talking about, right? Magdalene say, yep, man could be violated. I'm going to look at it like this here. This is what we don't know. See, we don't know the history of them two.
What do you mean?
As far as... We don't know how many times this has happened and nothing was said. Or he said, hey, you know, don't do me like that. Don't handle me like that or whatever. We don't know the history of that situation.
Right.
So now it may come to the point where she keep on doing it. He keeps telling her, giving her warning, say, hey, come on, baby. Come on now. You better, stop. And she continues.
And you would do that. You would say, hey.
Now, if I'm keep telling you now, come on now. You know, I'm not on that level. I'm not doing that. You know, that's not what
that's
we're doing.
That's because you ain't attracted to Macy Gray.
Well, I mean, attracted or not.
No, that changes the game because people
will right.
be attracted. Now, I know right. I'm right.
I give you that. I give you that.
I like, you know, I just say this, you know, Mr. Mitchell said and Ms. Mary said, anyone can be violated. Hey, Pops, what's happening? Much love to you. This is my father-in-law that's on Mr. G.
I already
Pop,
know
G.
who it is. When you
okay,
say who
bad.
It is, how you going to do me
that's
like
VA
that?
That's VA in the
like
house.
That. What's up there, Pops? We see you, baby.
That's VA in the house. And
all
thank you
day.
So much for being
appreciate
on, Pops.
Appreciate you all day.
For sure, man. And the question is, can a man get violated
Pop,
by a woman is the question.
Can you get violated by a woman?
He Pop, wants to know. Now, he asking real OG right now. You asking
yeah.
a real OG.
All day.
He will, can you get violated by a woman? That's what we ask.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think that, you know, some could, you know.
I think this is a two-part question.
Well, you know, like Ms. Mary said, it could be a setup, too.
A setup? What do you mean?
What do you mean? He ask her. What she mean?
She heard me. Ms. Mary, she ain't getting no pass. You heard me. You don't lie. You heard me.
What you mean? It's a setup. Because I was about to say something, but then I need to understand before
I
answer.
More, right.
Yeah, what you mean by a setup. So, but as far as... I think this is a two-part question.
Okay, give it to me. I don't get it.
Especially when we're dealing with celebrity folks.
Let's just say across the board, people.
Woody Woodlaw, what's up, baby, in the building? Woody Woodlaw said.
What happened?
He heard the question. Woody Woodlaw say, H-E-double-L, yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nigga, who violated you, dog? Who violated you? I guarantee you ain't suing.
I know. That's what I'm talking about, man. We can't go... And I truly believe. Go ahead.
It's a two-part question because this is we're talking about a celebrity status, right? Now, any woman and a random woman grope you, you know, you ain't thinking about suing nobody, no random woman because she ain't got nothing.
So you sue somebody just because they got money.
That's what happens majority of the time when somebody gets sued. Especially when a man try to sue a woman for doing things like that, it is because of the status of their financials. Period. That's my opinion.
Well, you think Dallas is broke?
Nah, Dallas ain't nowhere near broke because everything we hearing on the radio all over the place, he's still getting residuals, royalties off of that there. That was a bad boy. Bad producer, bro.
I looked at it a little different, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, how you looked at it?
I looked at it like, you know what, bro? Hey, man. Just take it as a compliment.
A compliment?
Yeah.
So you grabbing my genital, squeezing, you know, your nut sacks are sensitive. You may had the man, it had hurt it a little bit, didn't feel good. So, I mean, I can see if you kind of caressed it a little bit like you really liked it, but you grabbed me in anger kind of. So,
well, I guess it depends. You know, maybe she just rubbed him up or something. I'm like,
I don't know, but
break
again,
me
we
off
don't know the history.
Right. Might be something a little different.
What it would lie, all the fellas on here, if Janet Jackson grabbed your genitals in passing, would you sue her?
Nope. Not that
ladies.
Old.
Nah, ladies not. A little bit.
Yeah, they try.
They're a little bit sensitive. I can't ask the ladies if Denzel walk up.
Oh, they wouldn't. They'll be fine with that.
Grab them.
They'll be fine with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Miss Mary.
On the booty.
Miss Mary answered your question.
What's up, Miss Mary?
She said, okay, she should be setting that man up. Flip the script. And in turn, he started pursuing her. Then she'll yell rape or sexual. You ain't.
What? Hold on. Say that again.
She said, okay, she could be setting the man up. Flip the script. In turn, he start pursuing her. Then she'll yell rape or sexual harassment.
Now, I give you that.
100% correct.
But we're talking about celebrity women right now.
We're just talking about people in general. Just
well, now, if the people
even
in general
celebrities do that too.
But see, nobody's going to pursue somebody that don't have anything to try to sue them.
No. Pursue like if you at a cookout and you see a chick and you down with her and you pursuing her, blah, 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 blah. That's what I mean. Like if you go out and you see a chick and you pursue her, trying to holler at her, get her number, hang out with her, blah, 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 blah. And then it turns into, you know, you pursued her too much and then she feels that you tried to, you know, mess with her in her back.
And she's going to try to sue you?
I don't know. She'll yell rape or harassment.
I'd
rather them sue me than rather yell rape because then I'm going to be in jail.
But if you ain't got nothing, bro, they don't feel. I mean, you have to have be at a certain status. I mean, this is my opinion because we're talking about Dallas situation. Mm-hmm. But if you ever notice.
But she got money too.
Exactly.
All right.
But majority of the people that's you seeing in the media that's hollering rape, somebody did this to them, male or female, it's because it becomes a financial situation. The money is good. So now they want a little bit of that. Now you done violated me, so now I need to get a piece of, you know, you got to pay for that now. But if it's somebody like me and you, a woman ain't
going to jail.
Try to follow us, do something to us and make us pursue her, and then we do something, and then she yell, rape. Oh, they raped me. Or this, whatever.
Look at what happened to Pop.
Who?
Tupac.
But again, look at the status of Tupac. Look at his financial status. Same thing. Look at Bill Cosby. Look how it took so long for them to come out. After all them years, now you wanted to say, oh, the family man and did this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I feel it's a
two
status.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely a status. What it would I say, hold on, let me check it out. Precious Good, shout out to you. We see you watch, baby. We appreciate you. He say, the only time that it matters.
If you're not attracted to that person. I said that, Woodlock. I said that. Did I not say that?
You did say it, boss.
That's the only time it matters. But if you think they banging, you ain't going to care about that,
you're
going
to take it as a compliment.
You're going to take it. Hey, you're going to take it anyway you
and
get.
You're going to roll with it. Tell everybody that you know somebody. Tell somebody, hey, she just grabbed me.
You said it exactly right. Woodlock said it correctly.
Yes,
all right.
Sir. Yes,
remember,
sir.
You guys, this is my birthday roundabout night tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep steady mobbing. I got another topic in my brain that I want to let y'all hear. You all right?
Yeah. Read what Woodlock said right there.
Status don't matter.
Status don't
Status don't matter.
There's a lot of men in jail right now for false accusations, bro.
Bingo. Now, I feel you on that, Woodlaw.
Yahtzee, because that's what Miss Mary said. Yahtzee.
I feel you on that, Woodlaw. You know you're my OG. But,
you know it's a lot of guys in jail for that, man.
Well, that's the silly little girls. But they weren't trying to sue nobody.
But you picked
we're
them.
We're talking about suing.
You picked them. You picked the silly
but
girls.
But we're talking about trying to sue.
Well, you know, because that's
what Dallas trying to do with old girl.
It could go any kind of way, right?
You right.
All
right,
so we're going to move on to my next thing. And this is going to be a audio listen real quick. It's going to be an audio listen and comment. Cool?
That's cool.
All right, let's go.
Who gets mad over a simple question? Watch that closely. He's not mad at the question.
I'm going to go back.
If a man gets mad over a simple question... Watch that closely. He's not mad at the question. Yeah, pay attention to this. He's mad because you touched something he's hiding. And he doesn't like it. Remember this. A man with nothing to hide won't shut you down. A guilty man is the one who gets laughed. Because your question messes with his lies.
What do you think? What do you think about that? Come on now, give me the voice.
Hey,
everybody comment on that right there. Hey, Sharonda.
What's up, Miss Jackson? If you're dancing.
Thank you for tuning in tonight, man.
Now, shout out to, look like we got a new watcher here, Valencia Andrews. We appreciate you for watching.
Now,
you know the Corner Pocket Podcast.
Valencia, thank you so much for watching. And we bring it to you real raw and authentic. Everyone let you know we some Duval boys, and we bring it to you how we do it. All kind of ways, like the voice say. Thank you so much for tuning in, okay?
And
we
appreciate you. And if you don't agree with something we talked about, please
let us know.
Ms. Andrews,
let us know.
You better say something. And don't come in here with your heart on your shoulders, baby.
Nope.
Because your boy can't even divorce. Gonna break it to you like it is, but I need you to challenge what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Talk to us, Valencia.
All right.
We appreciate you, though.
And we got some more people that commented on the last audio and answer we just did. Sharonda says... Miss Mary says he's guilty about something, which is true, and I'm gonna jump on that real quick. Sharonda say that she know about that guy that talked, and those things are straight. But I'm gonna tell you something. Whenever a person just get mad out of the blue,
mm-hmm.
something they hiding.
I'll give you that. Just cause you ask for you get mad.
I'm gonna tell you something.
I'll give you that.
You know, sometimes people run game, right? And I was always told this. If you're a male or female and you come home to the crib to your girl or your man and you spark an argument with them for no reason, you're either mad that you're home with him and you'd rather be somewhere else or with her, or you're tired of him. What do you think? What do you think about that?
Hold on. You got to say that again because I'm reading Woodlock.
All right. What Woodlock said?
I'm reading Woodlock book. What Woodlock say? We can't read your mind. You reading it. Y'all hear what he said?
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, man.
He said
that ain't necessarily true because some men speak with a passionate woman understands anger. Right. And I got it. I get that.
I get what I'm saying?
And I'm going to tell you this, man. When you have people that come home and they act like they don't want to be there, it's something got them feeling that way.
Mm.
And rather it's you. Or their situation, or they wish they were somebody else. And I ain't speaking on nothing I've heard. I'm speaking on stuff that I've known from my past. You feel me? I'm speaking on it because I know about it.
Well, what about, now I agree with old boy to a certain extent. I mean, yeah, if you ask a brother a question or whatever, just out of the blue, you know, it's the way you ask. See,
what do you mean?
Because a lot of women... They don't ask.
Men and women, right?
They don't ask, men too, they don't ask the question as if they want to know. They ask the question as if they already know. Like, they ask like they know this is true, but they want you to tell them. But when you tell them it's not true, they don't like the answer that you're giving them because they're expecting to hear their truth.
A lot of times.
So that's why then we started to get, you know what, then you keep asking me the same thing, and I told you this is what it is. But you're still trying to beat me to say, no, it's not. That's when the anger comes,
you know,
in
is
my
what,
opinion.
Yeah, right. And
because that's how I would do.
This is what I say, man. Like Ms. Mary said, they want a reason to justify their wrongdoing. They want a reason. And then, and Sharonda say they're going mental. And I'm going to tell you what I think they've got mental stuff. Because
I'm tired of hearing that, Sharonda, from women talking about mental.
Yeah, they quick to
say that.
But I'm going to tell you this, man. I've seen, you know, people make up excuses to argue to leave.
Oh, okay.
People will make up excuses to argue for things, which you know, I ain't going to get too much in that because that's going to roll over into my next segment. But, you know, whenever anybody says that you have something to hide, you know what I mean? You have something to hide, that lets you know right off the bat, man, that, you know, it could be something that they are hiding. Like they said, it could be something that they're hiding or they don't want to be there. Or, you know, like the next segment is going to tell you, they just don't want to be with you.
Now, Willow said something that I really appreciate, and you're absolutely right. I appreciate that, my brother. He said that we have to know the difference between anger and passion, you know, and those are two different things, entities. So they may be taking our passion as anger, or we may be taking, vice versa, men or women, we may be taking the passion as anger.
But you know what? It's always how you deliver the message.
That's
all that matters.
All day long.
You know, I could say what I feel without having to be so aggressive across the board. Because I'm a strong believer in what you give is what you get back.
But what if you keep hearing the same thing after you've repeatedly said what it is?
You know what? And I ain't trying to go here, but I'm going to go here just for a second. How many times did God have to tell us to keep doing the right things over and over?
He's still telling us.
Right. So he's teaching us to have patience with who we love. He's teaching us to have patience. So even if they ask, if you got to tell them over and over again, maybe they don't get it right off the rip. Mm-hmm. Because like we don't get stuff right off the rip that maybe, you know, our father's saying. But we have to have patience. And he's showing us the proper way to do it by giving us a chance every day, even if he's been saying it over and over and over again. So we learn we have to be patient with stuff. You know what I mean? We can't just automatically just fly off the handle with stuff like that, you know? But
absolutely.
Let me roll into my next thing I got in my brain. This is my next thing. I hope the audio is still up. Y'all check this out, okay? This is another audio. This is another audio and, what do they call it? An audio question and answer, right? Here we go.
All right.
Your mom and I told you this at least.
You ready? Let's go.
Your mom and I told you this at least once in your lifetime. Calm on the surface, but violent in the fine print. I'll be breaking down the top five. Leg up. Coming in at number five, keep talking. This one right here was deadly, because it sounded like you got permission, but you don't. It was a trap. It's a double on, whatever. All I know is if you kept talking, the next person you was going to be talking to is Jesus. Coming in at number four, try me if you want to. This was not a dare, because if you want to, was not an option. That meant, at this particular point, you think I'm sweet, so I'm about to remind you. It was your final warning. Next up was the soundtrack to a ass whooping. Coming in at number three, you got one more time. That meant you just did or said something stupid. And that's all they said. You got one more time. They never said what come after the one more time. But somehow, you just knew it ended in violence. Coming in at number two, stop crying before I give you something to cry about. I never understood this one, because it was kind of like, keep drowning, I'm going to throw you an anchor. This was psychological warfare, because what they really saying is what you crying about right now ain't shit. Hold on. You said something that made me cry, and you mad that I followed the script. Make it make sense. And the number one thing your mom and I told you at least once in your lifetime, I brought you in this world and I'll take you out. And they did. They said it calm in that demon voice. They said try me. And we believed it. And that's why GNX so fearless. Because we didn't know if our love was going to come with a hug or a homicide.
What do you think, Du Bois? How many of those things you heard? Well, how many of those things you heard?
I think I heard all of those.
I know.
Oh yeah, you are.
I know. Ma used to get that business like that, boy.
You know
what I'm saying? Ma used to get that.
But you don't
like
even want to get her to that point.
No.
And that's
when they get to those points, bro. It's you in trouble.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? How many of you heard say, "Hey, you try one more time."
One more time. Say it again.
Yep. Say it again. One more time. We've all heard that in our lifetime. That our mom them get ready to say. But I'm going to tell you, my mom was classic for is putting a finger in your face and say, what you say? And I knew automatically a slap was coming out.
Oh, okay.
And your ears rung. They ring. The slap was coming right after that.
And why they don't slap you like right on the face?
Oh no!
Why you gotta slap you?
They get all the ears. That's prime real estate. That's prime real estate right there, bro. When you get smacked, you get smizz out. Woo-hoo. All the way to the bus out. You feel what I'm saying? You get smacked all the way to the bus out.
That's the problem with these kids nowadays. Mm. They ain't never heard of the five fingers. You know, they ain't never felt the five fingers. You know, give them a little bit of that five fingers. You know, and see what happens after.
They never have heard it. You know what I'm saying? But that's the difference between, remember I said I was trying to figure out what generation we was? The Gen X generation, we knew what it was. We knew our place.
Yeah.
But the problem is now, I believe, and we can go touch on it, there ain't no more grandmama. The grandmama's at the club with the grandkids. It ain't, you know, because we had grandmamas that stayed in the paint, even mamas. They'll tell you quick, I'm not going nowhere with you like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to no clubs. I ain't doing none of that with you. No. Because you know what? They don't realize that belittles them. This is just my opinions, y'all. But that makes them realize they start to see you on the same playing field. And that's not what you want. Because when you want to put your foot down, they're going to remember in their mind, this lady was just effed up at the club. Is she trying to tell me something?
Okay.
They're going to remember that kind of stuff. I mean, word is bomb. Yep, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, they ain't gonna never know the difference. Regardless, you have to set yourself different from them.
Boy, Whitlock said something that made me trip out. He said, fix your face.
Oh, man. And that's after they done slapped you, bro.
What fix?
That's after they done made you cry.
What fix your face? What you mean? What? Stop all that crap.
Yep.
You got to suck
it. What was that about? What was the hiccuping about? What was that when you couldn't catch your breath? What was that?
That's what they need to
do. They knocked the soul out you, didn't they, bro?
You got to find that soul.
Find your soul.
Because
you can't breathe. The soul done left your body. So
yes,
now
so.
You got to find the soul.
Well, look at him.
You know what I mean? So those things, man, I'm telling you. You know, you have to make sure that you when it comes to the kids, man, you know, that's the problem now. Word is born. We was too scared to do anything. And you and I both know about Mr. Burke.
Oh, man.
You know, if we was in school, had permission to whoop our behind if we didn't do right. But then, you know, now they can't do that no more. So they act out in school. And then when you got a parent that's coming to school to supposed to be the law, they're not.
Let's go back to Mr. Grooms and Miss Sykes.
Yeah.
Butler. You know what I'm saying?
All the way, man.
What? Look at him.
You got it, man, regardless. And then they'll call your mama and tell them, and then you better be looking for it when you get to the
school. Oh, my God. This is another. What? I need a shout out to you. Boy, look at here. What they say? And I never got this one. This is what. Stop crying. Y'all finish it. Stop crying before.
I give you something to cry about.
You mean? You done gave me something to cry about.
You ain't lying.
I'm crying.
You crying already.
Shout out, but that's something serious.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. But you know, we had all that stuff, man. You know what I mean? We had all that stuff. You know, you have to. That's the difference now, like we said, man. We have to make sure that we're separate from our kids to be able to discipline them. It's kind of hard to discipline them when they've seen you drunk and they had to carry you out.
But we're too much of a friend with them.
That's the problem.
You know what I'm saying?
We didn't have friends.
We're trying to be their friends.
For what?
You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because, well, I'm going to tell you, one reason I think what the problem is now is that they know how to dial 911.
Well, you know, once they took, I'm going to tell you my motto on that, bro. Right? Check this
out. Talk to me.
With all our kids out there now that didn't, they know they can call the police on the parents for beating them, right? But my thing is, I always said, by them taking the, God said, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. Meaning if you take the rod away from them, the kid going to spoil. So then, when they get out there in them streets, they ain't going to respect the police, they ain't going to respect no authority. And then what happens? They wind up getting killed by the police.
Yeah.
Because they don't have no respect for them. They don't have no respect for authority, period. I don't care who it is. They don't have no respect. Whether you like it or you don't, you still got to have respect. And I know coming up, we had to have respect no matter what it was.
Well, I got a question, though. He say, who are the nurturers in the family? Is it the father or is it the mother?
You know, actually, I was always told it was the mother that was the nurturer and the father was the one who made sure he stood behind the wife and made sure that all the rules were abided by.
That's
what I heard.
Okay.
The mom's the nurturer, but the dad is the one that kept structure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a whole nother topic right there, just split them out the home. You know what I'm saying? You can't get no voucher to get no house if you got a man staying with you. What kind of
stuff
is that?
Boy, look at him.
What kind of stuff is that? They tell you, hey, we'll give you stamps. We'll give you vouchers. We'll help you move in the house, you and your kid, but no man can't live with you.
Mm.
It's all by design.
Wow.
But that's another topic.
That's another topic.
That's another topic. Yes, sir. Because you think about it. They get vouchers and the whole nine.
Hold on. Now, men do too, though.
What? I mean, but, okay. Okay.
Nigga, I know I had my voucher.
All right. And what happened
back in the day?
What happened with it?
Well, I did that as a stepping stone because, you know, brother lost his job, was on unemployment and all that then, and I heard there's a way where I could get into the system to get them to get me an apartment and all that there. This is when my son, I had an older daughter, but I had one son I was raising for myself.
Right.
Look, Kevin, you know. Right. Mm-hmm. And hey, when I found out that, you know, shoot, niggas on his behind, you know, getting a little unemployment or whatever, boom, I went down there, got the system. They put me in Laura Oaks in Arlington, you know, and I did it for a whole year.
Now, I want to say something to you.
Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to dig into your personal life.
Don't tell me, you know, this, hey.
I ain't trying to put your personal life out there.
All kind of way, baby.
All right. Did you have a woman staying with you?
Not at all. I was single.
It was just you and the kids.
That's it.
But did they tell you about a woman can't come over there? You never heard that.
No, I never heard that on my end. Right. But I heard
but
that.
You hear that
I
from
heard
the women.
That from the women then.
Right.
You're absolutely
so,
right.
So, therefore, there's a difference.
Yes, sir. It is. It definitely
you get what
is.
I'm saying? So, I'm just saying how, rather it's you or rather it's her, how they split it.
Absolutely. Mom do say they let the men be the nurturers as well. So, absolutely. All day. I mean, well, they let the men do it too. So, I agree with that too, because you know the men sometimes can. The kids will abide by a man different from they abide by the woman. You know, a woman could say something and she got to keep saying it. But sometimes a man depends on the woman. But the man could say something one time.
Well, why do you think that is?
And it's because it's the aggression, not really the aggressor. It's just the man.
I punched their lights out.
They man, they know they man a man.
Remember when we grew up, we got punched in our chest,
what,
bro.
And that's what I was doing. Yeah. I wish you would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had the police called on me before and all that there about my son. I'm abusing it. Had me going to the court, bro. I'm in the court standing in the courtroom of God, my secret judge. You know what I told the judge? I told him, I said, I'm gonna continue to chastise my child. Whip his behind, tear him up, because I don't want him to get in y'all system. Now, if I am abusing him, then lock me up.
Right.
But
right.
I can promise you, I never abused my child, but I'm going to tear his behind up.
Right.
So I got a letter about 2-3 weeks later, promise on everything. Just say, continue to do what you're doing to, with your child. We need more fathers like you.
See, and that's
what's up. I kept that letter, but when I moved, bro, I wanted to keep that letter just to frame it because
You never
I
would have
told him
like
straight
that.
Up, take me to jail. I'm going to continue. Y'all would not stop me from disciplining my child for doing wrong.
Right.
I would not abuse him, but I'm going to tear his butt up. But I won't abuse him.
Right.
But I'm going to tear his butt up.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all, the neighbors hear him screaming like he's dying.
Yeah, of course. You know.
You want to call the police.
They ain't everybody business.
Yeah, all day long.
Yeah, man.
And that's real talk. So, yeah. Hey, you got fathers out there that's doing that, man. Y'all continue to discipline your kids. Don't abuse them. But nowadays, you got to put them hands on.
Yeah, because you got to pull straps on them because they pull straps on you first. Hey, I want to say, what's up? What's good, family? Loch Ness on the phone. I appreciate you. Miss Mary said, Miss Mary said, I wish they would call the police on me.
Okay.
Boy.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, Miss Mary. No, I feel
she
you.
Said, I wish they would, boy. You know what I mean? But that's what's up. But Miss Mary is, she's a what we call collard greens and chitlins grandma.
Not the collard greens and chitlins.
Collard greens and chitlin grandma right
okay,
there.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's real talk. But I'm letting you guys know, man, check this out. We're doing tomorrow's my birthday, so we're doing a roundabout things that I think about. This is a medley of things that I think about. You know what I'm saying? So we just going through some stuff and helping y'all help answer me the questions. Now, I'm going to segue into what we was talking about earlier when we was talking about how the man comes home, right, or woman, and they don't even want to be there, right? Now, I'm going to tell you what we call that, right? I call it
okay.
Unnecessary chaos. It's unnecessary. We're going to dive into it a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Unnecessary chaos, what it means is when problems are created, not caused. They create them. It ain't caused something happen. They create it. You get what I'm saying? Does it make sense to you? in a relationship, right? Okay. Every relationship problem is coming from cheating, money, major betrayal. Sometimes the chaos is self-inflicted, created through poor communication, ego battles, outside influence. Let's make sure we underline that one. All right. Outside influence, unresolved personal issues. Okay. This episode is going to break down unnecessary chaos for you guys in relationships now. We talking about in relationships.
Okay. Got you. Now
in relationships. Okay. All right. What is unnecessary chaos? Do you know what that is? Does anybody out there might know what unnecessary chaos is? If you do, let us know. Just hit us up real quick so we know y'all riding with us like they do in church. You feel me?
Shout out to Slow Motion in the building, baby. Yeah, damn, baby.
Hey, and for Mike Mitchell, I see you know about the birthday. I'm trying to celebrate my birthday next weekend. All the fellas and us, we all going out on Saturday. And we're going to do our thing. If y'all want to go with us, man, we'd be glad to have y'all go with us, man. We're going to have a good time.
Now, you ever heard that? Maddie Lisa said they told her to hit the child on the butt. Just hit him on the booty.
Well, in Compton, they told him to beat him with a phone book.
I guess they can't
see the mark. Hey, they're going to just say, call Natalie. Hey, what it's going to say. Call Natalie across the jaw.
I guess it got to be like on Wesley Snipes. Check the dimples in the booty.
Yeah, I can check for the dimples on the booty if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But what is unnecessary chaos really quick? Unnecessary chaos is, if you know, please hit us up so we can talk about it really quick. Hey, we ain't trying to keep y'all long tonight because I got some partying to do. All right, so this is what we're going to do. What is unnecessary chaos? Drama with no real root cause. You ever been through that before?
Drama.
Drama with no real root cause. Why you didn't take out the trash can today? The trash stank. Why you ain't take the can out? Why you ain't do? That ain't no root. That's the way to start the argument. Because then it's going to lead to whatever they want it to lead to. I get tired of telling you. You know, I'm talking only about women, okay, in this moment. But I know guys have stuff too. But, you know, I thought you was a man. They love attacking a nigga character, don't they?
Woo-hoo! I wish they would.
I didn't mean to say the N-word.
They can't belittle the man like that.
Well, they do.
Why, man?
They do.
Why they belittle the man? I thought you was a man. You ain't no real man because of X, Y, Z. Why they do that, Miss Mary?
Like Mr. Mitchell said, unnecessary stuff you bring home from work. Stuff come home from work that ain't even got nothing to do with home.
Ain't nothing what you got going on at home got to do with your job at work. But when you leave out that door, you keep that foolishness at your home. And when you come in from work, you keep work at your work. Don't bring that mess home because somebody got you mad at work. You want to come home
and take it out on whoever you with.
You got to leave that at the door,
man.
Baby.
You know what I'm going to tell you, man. And as we move forward in this conversation, y'all remember this. This is the key word. Everything you do is a choice. You choose to come home and argue, or you choose to leave it at work. Everything you do is a choice.
Because you know your mate.
You know
when you come home, and you know you're in that type of mode. You know what's going to happen. So guess what? You already anticipating it.
Yep,
so you're getting ready.
Yeah, already.
Mom, dudes, I ain't stop. What I'm stopping, Mom? I can't stop. Mom, dudes, I can't stop it. Mom, dudes, say stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
It's 100%. You know what I'm saying? All right. And drama, no real root cause. Turning small issues into major conflict, arguing that don't lead to any solution, and repeating the same fight over and over.
Oh, my God, boy.
Hey, on the real though, man, I'm going to tell you something as a side note from the Corner Pocket Podcast, boys. If it doesn't bring clarity, growth, or solutions, why are you doing it? That's a choice.
The problem is...
That's a choice. Why are you doing it?
The problem is that we try to, in these arguments, there is no right or wrong. And that's our problem. Everybody wants to be right.
But there it is.
But when it comes to a relationship, there's no right or wrong because guess what? It's all going to end bad when you're trying to be right.
You 100%. And you know what I say? What I tell people now? Bro, I don't care to win. You can win the argument. I don't care.
That's even worse to them.
But I really mean it. And you know what? I can care less if it's worse to them. Because you know what I'm doing? I'm putting a period on it.
But now, you don't care.
You don't care about my feelings now.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
got no compassion.
You know what? That you 100%.
You have all that.
But you know what? But you know what? If you really love me, we'll sit down and talk about this. We wouldn't make it a big issue. We'll sit and talk about it. See, because what people forget is that when you get in a relationship, when you first got together, you was you and they were that. It's two solo people combining things together. But you still have your solo.
Yeah.
And they still have their solo. So we have to realize that we still solo people, that we can come together and talk about the issue in the love that we create.
And I mean, y'all don't get away. Y'all can't get.
No, I'm talking about everybody.
I'm saying men do the same thing because we get in the fact of, oh, now, even though we don't want to be right or wrong, but we still compete with them. We still go back and forth instead of being the man and just, you know, try to shut it down and try to be like, and most of us don't. Because now we done got pissed off. Now we in our feelings. Mm-hmm. Now we finna go back and forth with you, tit for tat and all that there. Which I hate tit for tat, but I done done tit for tat a lot.
Yeah,
we all just need to come together and be like, come on now, hey, understand, hey, when one of us shut it down and say, okay, you got it.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna tell you, everything that's good in my life told me, say, I do tit for tat. She said that I was tit for tat. And I'm like, I never heard that until I got with this everything that means something to me in my life. I never heard of no dang tit for tat. But sometimes they'll say you got tit for tat because they tit for tat. Remember what I can say? Take one to know one.
Oh, did I?
Right? Remember you used to say that in school?
Yes, sir.
Remember you said the big guy, take one to know
take
one.
Take one to know one.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
And we do that tit for tat. And even though we don't try to, but we do it. And we all got to be better.
Know, I done told myself, man, I say, you know what, man? I got to the point to where now I choose if I want to argue or not. I just shut it down and be like, you got it. Even if I know I'm wrong, you got it. Because I ain't got time for that. Because I ain't going to get this time back. We argue for 2 hours. And want me to tell you what else that kills me? Okay. Is that you get an argument and they go home and y'all don't talk. And they won't call you for 4 or 5 days thinking they hurting you.
Come on now.
They ain't doing nothing but killing themselves.
Come on now.
They ain't proving no point.
Come on now.
Because you know why? We steady mobbing.
Come on. Boy, you better speak. That's why.
We steady mobbing.
Boy, you better speak.
They don't. I mean, I only can speak for us, but I know women. If you got a woman, understand what I'm saying. It don't do nothing. All that is, and I've said this before, it's like, okay, I'm going to be mad at him or her, and I ain't going to call them, and I'm going to see if that's going to bother them. But you know what it's doing? It's like you taking poison, expecting for the person you mad at to die. But you the one dying. You the one dying.
Speak on it, my nigga.
Boy, you
taking poison,
and
expecting them to die.
That's right.
Ah,
and you ain't doing nothing but killing yourself.
Boy, I like that.
Because you know what? When we know we right and we ain't done nothing wrong, by you not talking to us, that's not fading us.
Yes, ma'am.
And anything, what happens is, you know, some people don't be willing to deal with that. And all you're doing is giving us time to get over you.
Yeah, because, boy, see,
like Mr. Mitchell said, my brother, you hit it right on the head. He said you hit it right on the head earlier with the earlier conversation, the comment. That's no, and there's no right and no wrong in respect each other's opinion. That make it a better, you always like to go and say it ain't going, but always like what, you know, you always like what each other say. You may not like what each other say, but you got to learn to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially if you about that woman, about that man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Kind of like this. Come on now.
Right. All right. Let me hit you over the head with some common causes really quick. We're going to breeze through this. Like I said, I got some rum and eggnog. I'm all out, so I got to get more. I mean, some rum and eggnog. Tis the season, you feel me? Got to do our thing. All right. The common cause of unnecessary chaos is lack of communications. Y'all feel me on this. Now, I need y'all to hear everything I'm telling you. All right? Lack of communication, meaning assuming instead of asking. They just automatically assume. Ego and pride, needing to win every argument. All right? Outside voices. Friends, hey, girl, you don't need to be taking that. Bro, I don't know why you stay there with that. I'll be go digging out all these. Right? You got outside voices. Friends, social media, exes. And you know the exes just trying to get back with you when they try. You heard?
That's if they, you're right. Yeah, they try to get back. You're right about that.
They try to get back in. Yeah. Boredom. creating drama to feel something. Mm. They're bored with you, so they create drama to get electricity.
If they're bored, kick rocks.
Well, they ain't going to tell you that.
If you're bored, kick
rocks. Well, I'm going to tell you this right here.
Period.
I'm going to tell you this. And the last one is unhealed trauma, reacting, not responding. You automatically react without responding. All right? Signs you're living in a relationship that has chaos. These are five signs that say you're living in a relationship that you know, that has signs you're living in a relationship with chaos. All right? Peace feels uncomfortable. You argue more than you laugh. Silence feels tension instead of calm. You're always on guard. Simple conversation turns emotional fast. Five signs. Peace feels uncomfortable. You argue more than you laugh. That's the key right there. You gotta laugh in your relationship. Man. You know, you gotta laugh. And I know me and you clowns.
All
so
day, all
you know
day.
What I'm saying? I make sure everything good in my life, her jaw be broke. You know what I'm saying? People have actually thought that we was having a party and knocked on the door with just me and her and that clown. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what's up. Silence feels tense instead of calm. Silence feels tense instead of calm. You're always on guard. Simple conversation turns emotional really fast. Those are signs you're probably living in a relationship with chaos. Okay? Now, accountability check. All right, I'm going to ask y'all these questions really quick. Are you reacting or responding? Are you fighting to be right, or you're fighting for the relationship? Are you fighting? I got to double up again. I got to come back to it one time.
Right?
Are you fighting to be right, or are you fighting for the relationship? That's a big difference.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
That's a
good one too, right?
Because if you're fighting for the relationship, guess what? You ain't fighting to be right or wrong.
Right.
I love it.
Hold that. Yeah. Hey, hold that blanket like a manador.
Oh, my nigga, like this came on.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Right? All right. Are you bringing peace or pressure in a relationship? Are you bringing peace or pressure? Would these problems matter next week? Would it even matter?
Or tomorrow.
Yeah. Will it even matter, man? How to reduce chaos and restore peace. Learn emotional regulations. Communicate intent, not just emotions. Set barriers with outsiders. Don't let them get in your business.
Quit calling.
Yep. Don't let them get in your business, man.
Quit getting on the phone and calling your best or your girlfriend.
About what you got going on.
Or your daddy or your partner. Quit putting people in your relationship. Y'all want to be together, but you already need to put them in your relationship now. You have told them all this drama and this and that, what he or she did.
Go ahead.
And now,
go
y'all
ahead.
Back together.
And what?
Now they look at you stupid.
They don't like it.
Like,
right.
They don't like, what? But you still, don't call me no more. That's what I would say. I was the best. Hey, don't call me with y'all drama because you ain't going nowhere. Stop.
But they don't.
Stop.
Because that's tasty to them. That's like
That's
like Sunday dinner with cornbread, Jiffy cornbread and greens and mac and cheese. It tastes so good because you know what? Misery loves company.
But see,
loneliness love other people to be lonely with them. So they're going to do anything they can to make you feel like you shouldn't be with who you are.
But you know, if you got somebody that you could really call about your situation that you got going on, when you call them and you give them, this is just my opinion.
Yep.
If you give them, because I know I can do it with him.
Yep.
If you give them and you say, hey, man, XYZ man, trip, blah blah blah, did that. Dog, what you did?
Yep. That's
what you did first.
Yep.
First of all, I need, cause you giving me the version of your version.
Yeah.
What you did?
That's
if they don't
exactly
do that,
what we do.
If they don't do that,
you don't need them.
You don't need them.
That's a
because
yes. That's a
they're
yes,
not
man.
Trying to help you in your relationship to resolve your issue. All they're trying to do is side with you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? That's the worst because you can think about it. They siding with you, so that means they fake friends. A real friend
fake
will say,
friends, doing
yep.
da, da, da.
Real friends will say, girl, you a guy, hey man, you know what? That's effed up. Because, you know, the voice has talked to me, and I've talked to the voice before, and he'd be like, you know you messed
but
up.
But Mom Duke just hit this thing on the head, and I really appreciate this comment because this is, and I said this destroys relationships. Mom Duke said, Lenore Curse, she says, stop getting on Facebook. Men and women, y'all stop getting on Facebook. What's your drama, basically?
You better know it.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem all day.
Ain't nobody business but y'all.
Yep. And they want everybody else to chime in because they're looking for someone to justify what they feel.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You know, you got, you know, you can live in a world that loves more negative than positive.
Oh, all day long.
So we got to remember that. Another thing it says, after set boundaries for your friends, pick battles wisely. Heal yourself so you don't bleed on your partner.
And now I'm going to say to Mom, do my, I'm going to start getting on Facebook with my drama too. I do some little slides.
You do?
Every subliminal. Be hurt, dog. I mean,
when we get off the app, we're gonna have to have a real conversation.
But it don't be it be subliminal, but nobody knows.
Well, I can tell sometimes you be on some crazy hey, stuff, but I don't know. I don't call you all. I'd be like ninja.
Now some stuff I just see a post and I like it. I post it. Right. But sometimes I get paid a little bit.
That post you post.
Like I said, real raw and authentic. I'm being real with y'all.
That post you post is saying what you really mean. That's why you post.
Shut your goddamn mouth. I'm going to give you something. Okay. Shut your goddamn mouth. Real raw and authentic,
baby. Hey, that's what we do. You know what I mean? Real friends check each other.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you have to do. Real family, real friends, they check each other. If you got somebody that's saying you always right, why would you want to be with a yes man? That means they don't care nothing about what you're going through.
All day long, baby.
You know what I'm saying? So all I'll right. tell you this. Real talk. Have you ever realized you were the chaos? Have any one of you ever realized that you are the chaos?
And I never even thought about that.
Yeah. That's what we do here at the Corner Pocket. We make you hit trick shots, baby.
Okay. Well,
you got to hit trick shots here. You feel me?
But
have you ever realized you were the chaos?
We probably realized it, but don't even want to accept it.
Because we don't like to accept our failures.
Yes.
We don't like to have to confront our shortcomings.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you, man.
Especially us men.
Hey, not trying to be funny or nothing, man. And I don't, you know, go around, you know, talking, but I will turn the mirror around on someone really quick. I will show them who they are really quick. I will turn, they got the mirror at me like Mars Dan the Time and Jerome, but I turn the mirror back around and say, let me show you you. Because Michael Jackson said, you got to start with the man in the mirror, right?
Yes, sir.
You, everybody do stuff because they want to, and they know the repercussions behind it before they even do it. They're going to say something smart to you because they know it's going to get a reaction out of you, and they do it on purpose.
Then later on, what are you going to do later on?
You know what, bro? I'm going to tell you this right here. From that moment, when you do that, okay, even if they want to hunch, right? Mm-hmm. I want to tell y'all ladies something if you didn't know. Men are emotional too. So when you do stuff to mess with our emotions, we don't want you.
Regardless how hard y'all think the man is.
We don't want
you. Regardless what his lifestyle used to be or whatever the case may be.
We don't want you.
We still have emotions.
We do. God gave it to feelings. Everybody. God gave it to everybody.
Some of us may not display those feelings openly women do, mm-hmm. but we still have them.
Right. I'm going to tell you how you can really tell the ones that got emotion, like really God himself. They be them oyster dudes. Them be the hardest. We be the hardest dudes in it because we're protecting our weakness. We're protecting our emotions. We're protecting that. And you know what? You know what? Y'all don't think that y'all could just do it, women and men, but I'm speaking for women because I'm a dude. You don't think that you're just going to treat and argue with us and go through with that and expect for me to want to hug you and kiss you and be with you in an adult manner, because that's not going to be the case, because I ain't going to be feeling you. You feel me? Because everything, it ain't just about looks sometimes. You know, you be emotional attached. When you get emotional attached, it's way past that,
right. Bro.
You know, it ain't about that. You feel me?
You're way past that.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
And then in the relationship, is peace boring or you're just unfamiliar with peace because you've been in so many relationships that's been drama? Maybe you unfamiliar what peace is because you've been in a drama-filled relationship. So when you've been in a drama-filled relationship, like Erykah Badu say, bag lady, you can't carry that stuff to the next place you go. You're going to lose a man that when they see you coming, they run because they see the baggage you got. And you can't take that to no dude and be like, don't know, dude, won't you? It'd be because we see you coming. See, I'm going to tell y'all something, ladies. Y'all can ask us about what job we have, and y'all can ask us about everything, but I'm going to let you know, we have trick questions that y'all don't even know we ask y'all to figure y'all out. You don't even know it.
And I
ain't going to tell it.
Y'all know how I am. Y'all know I'm about the ladies as well, but fellas, we got to stop that foolishness too.
We all do it.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We always at the airport. If you're going to be at the airport, baby, hey, keep the baggage claim in the baggage claim and just go and walk out and leave it there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I can say that because, you know, yeah, we do too.
We do too.
We do too, for real.
All day.
Should relationships feel hard should a relationship feel hard all the time? Should a relationship feel hard all the time? No, it should not. Okay, and I'm going to tell y'all this in my closing segment real quick. This is my thing. This is what I want. All right?
All right.
You don't even know what you think about it. Love doesn't require constant chaos to prove it's real. Sometimes the stronger relationships are the quietest because both people choose peace over pride. You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Let me go one more time. Love doesn't require constant chaos to prove it's real. Sometimes the stronger the relationships are, the quietest. The stronger the relationships are, the quietest because both people choose peace over pride. Remember, we're in this life of sin because of pride. We're in this life of sin because the devil had pride. And that's what caused all this stuff. So, you know, that's the number one thing that people have is pride. And we got to remember that, man. If you love someone, bro, or young ladies, it ain't about winning the argument because you're not getting no money. You ain't getting no new house. You ain't getting no new car because you won no argument. You ain't getting nothing. All you did was lose precious time that you can't get back.
And you hit it right on the head, bro. As far as my take on it.
Right. Yes, sir. Speak on it.
I had that pride.
Speak on it.
Been there, done that with a pride. And realized it after the fact that it was all pride that led up to all that because, you know, I was too prideful.
Yeah.
But then now changing that, and now I know I'm not on that level, then now it's a different dynamic. I look at things a little different now, do a different eye view now. So you got to come out.
What you think made you? What made you? What you think made you get to that point?
Well, because
was it things that happened in your life?
Well, after you analyze the whole situation of what you lost, and you're like, dang, how did I lose that? And you start thinking about it, and start that picture start replaying, like your whole life start replaying that replay, and you start realizing and seeing what it was, what it is.
Yeah.
This what they said, and you didn't do this. This what they kept saying, you didn't do this. This what they kept, you didn't do. Oh, dang, because of my pride.
Yeah.
Because I knew I wasn't.
Yeah.
But because I was, my pride didn't make me like, you know what? I'm going to move different then. My pride kept me moving the same way that made you feel the same way.
Right. Yeah.
So now.
Same way.
Now, it's a different level.
Yep.
I have no pride.
Yep.
I'm not moving that way. I'm not going to move that particular way, but sometimes pride do try to sneak in.
Oh, still. That's what everybody, bro. That's one big, still. That's a big one.
You know
one
what I'm saying?
Bro.
So
everybody
it's
does.
Still a work in progress,
right.
But I know what I can identify now when things start to look kind of sideways of what it's looking like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But some things are just like, hey, this is what it is. Bump that, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, no, I feel you on that. That was on point there, bro.
You have to, you know, do
you
that kind of stuff,
toes, stepped on my toe just then.
Hey, you know what? That's what it's about, though. We all get stepped on sometime. But,
yes, sir.
You know, the Corner Pocket Podcast bring it to you all kind of ways, man. We not one-sided. So we all touch on everything. How you feeling about it? You good?
Man, I feel like it's real, raw, and authentic what we gave them tonight, baby.
Yes,
and
sir.
Like we do them every Tuesday night,
yes,
baby.
Yes, sir. And you guys remember, hey, beginning of the new year, we're having a new platform. We will be on YouTube streaming live. On everybody on our Facebook that be watching, please go to and subscribe to our YouTube, and you'll get a notification whenever we come on because it's going to look better. We're going to be able to do cooler stuff with you guys, and we're going to be able to have a good time. We got a lot of new stuff we're going to be trying to do for you guys this year. You know what I mean? We really trying to step up our game, and we appreciate y'all. And y'all remember, we had that movie set over here, so our movie will be coming.
Woo!
You know what my daughters told me?
What that there?
Dad, it ain't going to be nothing but a Tubi movie.
Hold on.
I don't care.
Boy, look at here, Tubi, boy. Oh, boy, they better quit slipping on Tubi.
I know.
But it doesn't matter. Tubi, get your pay.
You ain't lying.
Period. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But first of all, Luke, talk about our moving. Nigga, this ain't our moving, nigga.
Oh, that's
right. You this right. ain't our moving. Talk about our moving.
It ain't our movie. We was a scene in the movie.
Nigga,
so.
But we gonna make it out.
We gonna make it out.
All day long.
And I think we did with one take.
You already know, baby. I don't care. What he said, it's gonna be a minute and 30 seconds or whatever. So y'all make sure, if y'all don't watch no other part of the movie, be prepared for a minute and 30 seconds.
Hey, but you know what? I'm glad that they picked us and they hunted us down. And thanks
from
to Nicole,
the internet.
Thanks for Massage Trinity for getting us hooked up and relaying the message. That was awesome. You feel me? But you good though, bro? You good?
Man, I'm good, baby. Y'all already know your boy Katie the Boss, man. Been wanting to bring it to you all kind of ways, man. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate my new listeners that I seen that
time
on us, man. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Continue to watch, man. Hey, if you like what you seen, continue, chime in. Y'all communicate, y'all conversate with us. But boy, what's your slogan, bro, for that 2026, baby?
Oh no, we changed it.
Oh Lord, this nigga.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna tell you for our 2026. But now what we say is, hey, as y'all notice, we flew it when we do it.
All right, we flew it when we do it, but I do like what you said the other time about that.
But y'all the one picked that.
Y'all the one picked that the other day
when we was filming the movie, didn't they?
No, the fluid was...
Thank you.
No, we fluid. No, I like that, but you said something about the 2026.
I know. I said, hey, get your fix with no tricks and 2026.
All day long, we got to keep that, and we still going to do that fluid, baby. Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
What's up, man. I tell you.
All day.
Hey, but also, before we leave, I want to let you guys know something. Hey, don't forget to look up the Hookah Up Man. The Hookah Up Man. If you want a hookah, rent a hookah. He do parties. And you could buy him if you're looking for one for your own personal use at the crib. I think this is a new one right here he sent you, didn't it? Is that? I don't remember seeing that.
Oh, no. It's the...
Is it new? Oh, we didn't have that before. Did he give you that
one? No, we had this one here. We've been having this one. It's the one with the Bluetooth or whatever.
It has a Bluetooth speaker on it?
Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, man. I mean, he got all kind of stuff. And also, y'all remember, and Miss Mary, let me know about your fire sticks because I'm going to let you know the plug, man. Them fire sticks went fire last time when we talked about it. Everybody been getting them, man. I think he charged $45 a month, man. You get top of the line. You watch movies. Ain't no bootleg. And ain't no ugly clear picture. Everything is clear. Everything. And you get Netflix on it already. You get Hulu on it already. Amazon Prime, you get everything already on it. And you can watch all the sports.
Oh,
basketball, football. You can watch everything. You know what I mean? So y'all need to, hey, if y'all want to get in contact with him, y'all just got to hit us up on our Facebook page, either you know, the Voices page or my page or the Corner Pocket Podcast page and let us know, hey, you're interested. Because we did have a young lady. Actually, I got two people off the last time when I spoke about it. It's a total of four I've done. I had to mail out two and then I got two. And then you had one lady acquire about for you to talk to the hookup man by getting a Bluetooth. So,
yeah.
Hey, man, we trying to bring it to you guys. And remember, we got cooks on staff and we got DJs. If y'all need anything, y'all let us know because next year, man, we coming raw-er. It's going to be raw-er and authentic.
Raw-er. Yes, sir. Y'all. All right. Also, man, for the parties now, it's too late for the Christmas party. You knew your party for the hookah, man. But, hey, going through 2026, man, y'all having birthday parties or whatever, man. The hookah up, man, he got y'all. Y'all he better let us know. Believe they'll come out there and serve y'all just like y'all at the club.
Yep.
Hey, holla at us.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, we would like to say Merry Christmas, and I think we'll be seeing y'all before New Year. But Merry Christmas, man, and y'all be safe.
Oh, I got the nail tech on the line too. Now, when y'all ready for the little nails and all that stuff, y'all ain't need to go to the Chinese for that high price. We got you. I promise you. Just hit us up, and we'll connect you.
Yeah, we got all kind of connects.
Jasheba. Salute, Jasheba. Boom. She got the chain with the nail.
Gotcha.
Oh. Day long, baby.
Hey, I believe it because we don't mess with nothing but fire.
Boy, look at here. You already know, baby.
We don't mess with nothing but fire.
Yes, sir.
But hey, I would like to say, man, thank y'all for joining in tonight and y'all have a Merry Christmas. And Divorce, you good?
Oh, man. Oh, good, baby.
Good deal. Hey, I would like to say, y'all remember, man, this is God's birthday. Remember that. I know we're giving gifts to each other, and people are, but remember the real reason for the season. You feel me? Y'all got to remember that, man. And give him up on his birthday. You tell him happy birthday. And, you know, do what you're supposed to do, the right thing. You feel me? And get ready for next year. Everybody going to be good. You good to go?
Oh, man, I'm good to go, baby. All right. We about this thing, man. Y'all already know, man. Y'all be safe. Y'all know you're blessed and know that you are, baby. This is your boy, Katie the Voice, man. And I'm about
this thing. And this is Mr. Luke Kayser telling you guys one more time, like as every time. God is real. We don't own the rights to this song, but we don't own the rights to this song, but we're going to ride out. You know what I'm saying?
She's going to do it. Hey, she got it.